today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salam. Welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And during this episode, we're going to speak about how to talk to Allah. So be with us.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so. I love you so.
Today's Sunday is the 23rd of Shawwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, and corresponding to the 24th of Urdibehesht, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining with today's special. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Nisa, verse 81, and then, of course, we speak shortly about its importance.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa yaquluna ta'atun fa'idha barazu min 'indika bayyata ta'ifatun minhum ghayra alladhi taqul. وَاللَّهُ يَكْتُبُ مَا يُبَيِّتُونَ فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا.
And they say, we pledge obedience. But when they leave you, a group of them spend the night determining to do other than what you say. But Allah records what they plan by night. So leave them alone and rely upon Allah. And sufficient is Allah as disposer of affairs.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the Quran has pointed to the situation of some hypocrites. It says that when they come beside the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, they harmonize with others and express that they obey the command of the Holy Prophet. But when they go out from the presence of the Prophet, they neglect their promises, and in their night meetings, they make some decisions against the Holy Prophet. Yet Allah commands His messenger to turn aside from them with no fear. He's ordered not to rely on them in his affairs, but to trust only in Allah, who is the best assisting helper and the protector.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
And the continuation of today's special, and in this episode, we speak about how to talk to Allah. In Salah, you are conversing with your Lord. As you talk to Him, He responds to you. Being mindful of this will increase your humbleness in Salah. The Messenger of Allah said, "Indeed, when one of you stands to pray, he stands up and privately converses with his Lord. Therefore, he should be careful in how he converses with him." Salah, or prayer, is our chance to privately converse with our Lord, our Master, and our Creator. Imagine this. Each time you read an ayah from the Holy Quran, Allah responds to you. Through you may be a weak, sinful, and broken slave. And broken servant, Allah listens to you. Not only does He listen, but He responds. Continuous awareness of Allah being present, listening, and responding will increase your humbleness in Salah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Does God really hear us? Today we are going to talk about this important question. That does God really hear us, and why does God sometimes not answer our prayers? This is an important question that we want to answer today. In our narrations, we have certain etiquettes for prayers, starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is Bismillah. Having ablution or wudu and facing the qibla, having presence of the heart, being in a holy place such as a mosque, and before starting our request, we should invoke the Lord with the attributes and divine names, saying 10 times, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, stating some of the blessings that have been granted. Be thankful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sending our divine blessings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is reciting salawat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, and blessings to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny, confessing to our own shortcomings and seeking forgiveness. We then state our needs in between two divine blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his pure progeny, and then remain hopeful. Do we have unrealistic expectations in our prayers, and have we fulfilled our own duties?
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Today's special looks at acts of worship when you can't pray. Okay, recite the Holy Quran. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, said, "Whoever recites a letter from the Book of Allah, he will be credited with a good deed, and a good deed gets a tenfold reward." He did not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but Alif is a letter, Lam is letter, and Mim is a letter. Motivate yourself to read more Quran by visualizing the endless reward you're gaining by reading even just one line. Do you find it difficult to recite the Holy Quran? The Prophet of Islam said, "The one who is proficient in the recitation of the Quran will be with the honorable and obedient scribes that are angels, while the one who recites the Quran and finds it difficult to recite, doing this best to recite it in the best way possible, will have double reward."
Yeah.
ask you this question. How can Muslims communicate with Allah? What will be your answer? Come here. Man is in communication with his environment throughout his life. The communication that starts with her parents from the moment he starts to notice her surroundings develops further as she grows. He lives in constant communication with his family at home, with the school, and with the congregation at the mosque. The communication need of man is related to the need to live, because thanks to its communication power, it can inform other people about its needs or understand the needs of others, and thus it can survive. Communication skill is a great blessing that Almighty Allah has given people. Human communication does not only cover the social environment. Human beings have the ability to communicate with the Creator as a feature different from other living things. It performs this communication through prayer and worship.
And Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah gives an example of someone who's going in an elevated place in the sky. The higher you go, you see that there's no more oxygen. You can't breathe. This is what being disconnected with Allah does to our souls. When we're disconnected from Allah, when we don't have God in our lives, we will live a lifestyle of loneliness. We will live all alone. We feel that we are disconnected. And this is the most dangerous thing that could happen to an individual. So the only way to recover, the only way to feel connected with Allah, the only way to feel a sense of comfort, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, the only way to have our hearts be comforted is to reconnect with our Lord. The one who knows me, the one who has given me everything that I have, the one who has always been there for me. Nothing else in this life will help us if God is not in our life. That's it. The day of judgment, no matter how much money you go with, no matter how much you've done, if you don't have God in your life, nothing will help you. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. And till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? Told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.